Everybody's hooked on radio. That's why we hope you'll call Hooked Radio when you want to do it on the radio.
Do it on the radio.
Hooked Radio.
But now I need more information. First, by mental telepathy, I shall transmit to the computer a list of all political crimes within the past 10 years.
Well, here I am standing outside the Kew Gardens Bird Sanctuary in London with Mr. Strauss-Kahn. Mr. Strauss-Kahn, you have been indicted and charged with sexual abuse of a roommate in New York. How did this spectacular fiasco happen? And what are you going to say?
I feel quite miserable in this place with the electronic leg iron, 24 video with surveillance, no internet, no PlayStation, no sexual comfort. I feel quite outside of my familiar environment. What shall I say?
Mr. Strauss-Kahn, are the allegations true?
Of course not. What do you presume? I'm not Charlie Sheen. I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger. Although, if I had a TV show contract worth $60 million a year, I may be walking free, like Charlie Sheen, or being protected by law as governor of a failed state, like Arnold's. That could help me right now.
Mr. Strauss-Kahn, there is a record of events involving you and women in controversial circumstances. So, did it ever occur to you that you may have a problem with the opposite sex?
This is an outrageous question. What do you imply? Let me assure you, I'm quite capable, sexually. You can ask Silvio Berlusconi and Colonel Gata... maybe not him, but just ask around. Like the King of Sweden. Yeah, ask him. We all met last year on his annual capability party. But coming back to the allegations made by the sneering new dog prosecutor, it's not true. He plays kills a man in full public eye like on a medieval market square with the guillotine ready. Look, I didn't have sex with that woman.
Mr. Strauss-Kahn, may I call you Dominic?
Of course.
Are you aware that this line of defense in the US did not work out so well? You only have to ask the Secretary of State. But let me ask you again, did you force yourself on the roommate?
In reply to you and your listeners, first, I didn't talk to Bill Clinton about his marital affairs. They are quite different to the arrangement I have with my wife. She is a chic French, mature, tolerant, and enlightened woman, and knows her place. Secondly, how was I to know that American roommates are just cleaning the room? In France, a roommate is what the Americans call call girl with housekeeping skills. And thirdly, I know the American finance world doesn't like me, calling me names like evil French socialist, traitor of U.S. finance interests in the emerging economies, and ungodly and un-American. Hang on a second, Yankees. I'm French and Catholic.
Mr. Strauss-Kahn. Dominic, let's talk about the future of you and the IMF.
The future's not right there, but I can still see the smirk on the face of U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner when he heard of my coerced voluntary resignation as chairman. And now to the new suggested appointed chairperson, my dear colleague Christine Lagarde, will be taking the IMF into her steady hands. And my future? Well, the Dominic Book of Revelations, the movie, the game version, and general merchandise contracts. I think there's a lot of work to be done. And of course, to help ending this impossible incarcerated situation, I consider the founding of a charity for helping unemployed American roommates.
Mr. Strauss-Kahn, Dominic, thank you for your time.
Very well. Send your donations to the Strauss-Kahn Foundation for skilling up American roommates for 1 year in France.
Kaputt Radio.
A
mental health fringe initiative dedicated to combat harmful addictions.
Millions of people around the world suffer the harmful effects of questioning.
Are you one of them?
Did you know that 1 in 8 people in affluent countries and a staggering 3 out of 5 people in the developing world suffer from asking too much?
Food, water, alive.
This widespread affliction causes elevated anxiety driven by an unhealthy and poisonous curiosity, often leading to premature brain death, trying to comprehend reality.
Sufferers commonly complain about reduced tranquility, incontentedness and social unagreeability.
Experts expect the problems of questions to rise if the menace is not stopped.
We expect the number of questions asked to explode and replace all other conversations by 2015 if the trend prevails.
We must increase the funding for the war on ask to win it.
You can control your addiction and overcome it. Get the final question quick kit today.
Yes, it is possible to win the battle. Visit our website.
www.justsaynotowhatwhowherewhywhenwhich.
And check out the tips, helpful suggestions, research reports, and available assisting products.
Ask or read.
Quit ask.
Query Bane.
Kick ass.
Dull Terminator.
Be aware that you are still vulnerable to relapses at the start of the program. Avoid situations like
public inquiries and crosswords, puzzles and newspapers,
quiz shows, surveys and election polls.
And when you can't find your wallet or remote control, or you can't find the kids and wives,
you must resist the understandable but damaging urge of resuming questioning.
Never contemplate why Jesus died.
Never ever ask why we need poverty, war, bio collapse, and never ever ever ask why money is debt. Money is debt.
Beware, you are about to drop down a suicidal spiral of wrong conversations.
Stay focused. Do something else. Drink water or think of a lush meadow with beautiful sheep, flowers, and butterflies. All what counts in the end is your resistance to temptation.
Over time, it will become easier. Your progressively gained experience will strengthen your indifference.
Here are some useful tips to be serious with the quit program. You have to be honest with yourself. So watch out for situations like...
Can you tell me the time, please?
Don't ask, not one.
Where are you going?
I'm not going, I'm staying. What a question.
Or while you watch television or listen to the radio, you want to ask yourself,
what the f*** going on?
Asking yourself is the worst affliction. That's like masturbating.
As a parent, you are the role model for your child, so don't make your child a passive inquirer with your addictive questioning.
Mom, why are the bananas bent?
Because a banana bender came and bent them all.
Why?
While being pregnant, inquiries, questions, and relentless asking are all harmful to you and your baby.
Boss, can I get a raise?
A cardinal sin amongst sinful questions.
Are you a chain questioner? Are you a serial asking case?
Then it is time to order your final question quit kit today.
It is simple and easy to use. Just listen to these testimonials from people like you using the quit program.
I quit last week and I didn't know how I could ever pursue such debilitating habit. Can I go back to my Xbox now? Whoops.
For years I had that habit. Then last year a friend of mine suddenly changed dramatically from a formerly grumpy, nagging bag to a smiling, contented, never asking for anything person. I couldn't believe it until he told me to join the movement Quit Asking program. Now, after 8 months, I feel much lighter in my mind, although sometimes I struggle and the odd question pops up out of my mouth and then I wonder, oops.
What's the question again? Sorry. No, I gave it up 30 years ago, mate. That stuff's no problem for me anymore.
You see, these are just average people like you. Always think how each step forward helps you by unquestionably accepting your lot in life.
You can always become more average.
No more nagging questions.
About being or not being pregnant.
Or what government? What country? North? South? What the heck?
What religion? Ideology? Or central bank?
No more worries about place, hour, day, month, or year.
After a short period into the program, your stupefied, frozen, smiling face will amaze others.
And satisfy the government.
But always remember that doubt is a dangerous poison, particularly persistent long-term doubt. You can get into trouble. Best to rely on your government-endorsed advice in the QUIT program.
Once you started the program, you will quickly realize your personal full potential of being free of any ask.
You not only help yourself, but contribute to an unquestioned society in a meaningful way.
If you still have questions, you haven't lived yet, baby.
Come on, admit your morality and kick the habit.
Get the final question quick kick. Now. Now.
Well, it's not that I want to throw salt in the wounds, but people are mostly interested about thin air production of, like, bank. They think banks use thin air to create money.
Isn't that strange?
It's physically not possible for a start.
I think that there's something called manifestation, like manna from heaven or something pulls out of the air.
Or that rabbit you pull out of the hat.
Pull out of the hat.
But if you had a rabbit, a profitable rabbit, successful rabbit out of the head, that would be okay.
Well, you see, what happens is, you know how rabbits breed, and they've got all these little rabbits, and because they keep breeding and there's little
unintended
rabbits,
they think consequences.
They think they're being successful. But what do you get? Rabbits.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't really need more rabbits.
No,
that's right.
There's something else.
What about the thin air method?
The thin air method, well, that's what it is.
It's how much is a piece of thin air long or big?
How long is a piece of thin air?
Yeah.
Well, obviously it's not long enough because there's a hell of a scarcity out there. Everything is underfunded.
Yeah, well, most people use this argument to go and wave hands in streets and protest and say, oh, the bank is creating this money out of thin air.
Well, they do. And, of course, what do you expect out of thin air?
Thick air, certainly not.
No. You see, what you get is what you ask for.
So can you call that sort of a failed attempt at thin air artistry, like thin air guitar playing and thin air dancing?
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of them are artists, absolute artists, finding a way to survive on thin air. And I tell you, some of them are more successful at it than I am.
And as far as I could see, the only consequence of that is more thin air.
Well, of course, that's it. I mean, you keep going back to the source and asking for more thin air.
Whether they are so-called debt ceilings or not. No, it's just thin air is unlimited, really, isn't it?
And where does it come from?
And what does it produce? Can we live off it?
Not forever, no. I think it's finite.
Hmm.
The air's not finite, but the fact you can't live on it forever. Not successfully.
And also, isn't that sort of a bit, I mean, subjective, what your piece of asset of thin air is actually valued at and someone else's, and all that? Who's deciding that?
Well, it's only valued on, and the decision comes from the immediacy of it. You want some thin air
now.
Now.
Right.
And if you don't get it now, of course you're dead.
Yeah.
So they're in a bit of a bind, as they call it. It's a bit confusing to them because they'd love to do something a bit better than that, but they've got to live now.
So that means we have to ask further questions on this research institute of thin air to figure out what a con that is.
Well, they might actually figure out that there's something wrong with thin air and that, you know, they know they would like to do better than just living on thin air.
Yeah, but they don't skinny know people. Yeah. Skinny, starving people all over the planet. That thin air, I think, is a bad diet.
The poor bastards out there. The food combinations don't really work out. You combine thin air with thin air, and what do you get?
Double thin air, yeah. All right, I'll leave it at that, sort of mystery to be resolved yet, and more questions to be asked.
Absolutely.
was born, I went home to watch my TV. Everyone was nice and the smiles were so sparkly. I watched what made them happy and I watched what made them cry. I learned about toys and candy my mommy should buy. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world every night and day on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know I can find and see on my TV. Soon I was a teenager and I knew just how to dress. I learned to use deodorant so I would always smell my best. I got myself a part-time job to buy the things I needed to have. And the payments on my supercharged Camaro really aren't so bad. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world every night and day on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know I can find and see on my TV.
Everybody be careful, everybody be very careful, keep watching your TV. There are people who are laughing when they wink or a nod. There are people who are questioning our great TV God. Everybody be careful, everybody be very careful, stay tuned to your TV. There are ponies who are talking, there are wasters who read. There are people here who do not even own a TV. Everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful.
Everything I know about my country, I learned on TV. The man on the screen tells me who is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car and my gun. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world every night and day on my TV. Teaches how to love, teaches what is real, tells what life is of, tells me how to feel. All I need to know I can find and see on my TV.
Hey folks, thanks for listening. Did you notice the world did not end? That means actually 55% of Americans were wrong. I also found amusing to see the second last shuttle flight to the International Space Station carrying out a launch, a $2 billion instrument to ask God about the proverbial free lunch from dark matter or even antimatter. Wow. I have the feeling that the profitable thin air finance may produce for each household a personal blackout as toilet in 20 years' time as a spin-off. Come on, folks, this is real thin air, extra thin. We're talking serious hospitals, schools, and a lot more needy stuff missing out. So, I'd like to thank all the locals contributing to this podcast and the music also, including TV God by Dana Lyons. The world continues unabated, so you probably can pod me again next time. Bye for now, I'm Martin.